crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Look, there's no mistake. Trump believes he's doing the right thing, making his move to take control of the Western Hemisphere, kick China out, going up against Iran, trying to end the Ukraine war, Ukraine launching massive attacks, thousands of drones against Russia, nuclear power plants getting hit in the UAE 2 days ago. Iran says it's not them. UAE says the drones didn't come from Iran. This is such a dangerous time, a huge shakeup globally. Ricky Tarrio, former political prisoner, leader of the Proud Boys, wasn't even there on J6, put in prison for 20-plus years was the plan, released by President Trump. Now you got Trump talking about this Truth and Reconciliation Commission and helping people that were put in jail improperly. The media's attacking that, so that's all great. But big picture, Enrique Tarrio, looking at Iran and the Pentagon and the 17 intelligence agencies say, don't do it. They're not going to fall. They'll close the strait. That then kills Trump's recovery. We're 80 days in today. We're almost a few hours away from 80 days. It's not that I'm fans of the mullahs. It wasn't going to work. It hasn't worked. And so you've got Israel trying to get rid of Massey and everybody else. You've got Trump and this big change the last year that's going on. It is super unpopular. He's at the lowest approval rating of any modern president. The Democrats are going to win the midterms. I just want Trump to get off this train he's on. What is your view of the Massey election tomorrow, the Iran war in general, and what do you think the president should do?
Okay, so we'll start with the Massey race tomorrow. Look, I generally like Massey, and I like his position. I think that he's... I think maybe... he's had a choice of words. He's speaking his mind. I will tell you that he's speaking his mind. I don't like the other candidate. Is Thomas Congressman Massey as he should have used a little bit more tact? Yes, but at the same time, he feels like he's fighting. And look, I support that. I support that 100%. And you know what? The people of Kentucky will speak. And I will tell you from people that I know that are walking. And I know both. I know people that are door knocking for both Thomas Massey and for Ed. And there's something that they're while they're door knocking that they're getting, and the feedback is heavily favored for Massey to win. You know, I've seen all these polls. You know, you see the poll that Thomas is, Massey's ahead. You see the other poll that Ed's ahead. Polymarket, but that's not really like a good gauge. But look, I don't have a dog in this race. I'm sitting here in Miami. I'm worried about who's going to be our next governor. But look, I think Thomas Massey is a person that stands on his convictions. Do I agree with everything he says? Absolutely not.
No, but I think you nailed it. If he loses, I think it's election fraud. Because what I get from the ground is 70-80% support. I don't see this happening. And regardless, they've just... made 1,000 Masseys. They've just struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi if they do this, because now it's front and center that Israel's now pumped 20 million. And I know you and I, and the same thing with the founder of the Proud Boys, Gavin McGinnis, who I totally respect. He's pro-Israel. I've been pro-Israel compared to the Muslims before. I just don't like the recklessness of Netanyahu, who's been convicted trying to keep us in a war so he politically stays in power. And being demonized and told I'm a traitor, all because I think this was a bad decision. Even the IDF, when the Mossad and 85 days ago, 5 days before the war started, told Trump, do this, they'll fall in 4 days. The IDF told Trump that's not going to happen. So I'm just like, it's crazy.
I'm loyal. Okay. So many people told me when, you know, Trump made the tweet about you. Oh, okay. You can't go on. Actually, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking right now, there's some tweets under my tweet saying, oh, well, blah, 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 tell him all this, and I can't believe you're on here. Look, I'm loyal to my people. Look, you supported us through everything that we've gone through, and so has the president, and I'm not going to choose.
But look, we're allowed. We all respect each other. Yes. So I've had guests on that are pro-Iran war like Gavin, but he does it respectfully, and I see his point, respecting. And we have a debate about it. We're not mad at each other. I don't want the mullahs either. I just didn't think it would work. So exactly, where is this? We're not Democrats. We have to have this cult-like following and 100% agree. That's sick.
And my my views, specifically on foreign policy, are very complex, right? Foreign policy is a very, very touchy subject. There's a lot of levers and buttons to push, and you're never going to get the exact outcome.
And there's overlays. Exactly. It's sophisticated.
I am not pro-Israel. I've made that clear. I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm not pro-Israel. I respect that they want to bring the big bully to the yard. I respect that they want to defend themselves, or even in some cases where I've heard they want to expand their territory. You know what? I don't care if they do. That's not my problem, right? That's what they should be doing. I have Spanish blood in me. Most of my blood is Spanish. I might be a little brown. I understand conquest. I get it, right? But
you don't want to be their bitch.
Like this goes to Massey.
You don't want to be led around by the nose to be their bitch.
Correct. And, you know, I don't want the foreign lobby. I don't want AIPAC. I don't want none of that. And then now we're coming into the conversation back to Massey. One thing, I'm very objective. I've told you how I feel about Massey. If the amount of money that has been put into the campaign against him, that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about who wins or what Massey said or what Ed said or Ed's slip ups. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the amount of money that's going into these. The most expensive, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think I saw that the other day.
One of the most expensive congressional
races, right? And they're going to keep pumping money. How many days do we got? What's today?
Tomorrow.
They're going to keep pumping money in the next 24 hours. I'm dying to see what the results of that election is. But one thing I'm not going to turn, on my friends. And I'm not going to, if somebody tells me, you like Massey? Oh, well, you like Ed? I'm not going to be friends with you. Okay, goodbye. Get out of here. I don't care. I could have these discussions with Gavin. You know, Gavin is pro-Israel. I get in an argument with Gavin with the pro-Israel stuff sometimes. I get in an argument with Tommy Robinson, right? And that's my boy. Those are my two boys right there. So,
we're not in a cult.
I'm a real human being.
We agree in freedom and respect each other in general, and we can have a discussion.
Correct. And look, $9 million.
By the way, it says 9. That number's old. It's 20 million now.
Yeah. And it's going to be even more in the next 24 hours. So,
they know he's losing. It's like 5, 6 million in the last 6 days, 3 million in the last two. I mean, you're right. It'll be 2 million by tomorrow more. That's like, it's over 20 million right now. I mean, this is like just from Israel. And so how is a foreign government, how would Israel like it if we were involved in their elections?
They'd probably fight us, and they probably have. And they probably, you know, we have probably less influence on their elections. There's so much. Here's another thing. There's so many moving parts in Israel, right? Like as a country, there's so many moving parts. There's multiple parties. There's multiple viewpoints. So when you say, hey, I support Israel, right? Which party?
Well, that's like when they misinterpret the Old Testament and say, bless Israel, be cursed. The whole Old Testament's about God gets mad at Israel, puts them into bondage. It doesn't say that. But you're just supposed to support whoever's in power over there. And the average Christian Zionist has never been to Israel. They have no idea how it works. Like you said, it's a bunch of moving parts. They have no idea.
Yeah. And look, I'll say the line. I think Israel has the right to defend itself. I think Israel has the right to attack, right? Because, and the reason why I say that is because I don't care what happens over there. I care what happens here, right? We're so caught up in like the news cycle, specifically when it comes to issues in the Middle East, especially concerning Israel, to me takes up so much time and so much energy and so much that I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I've tuned out. Alex, I've tuned out. From it.
No, honestly. That's where I'm at. Exactly. I'm certainly not for the Muslims. Of course, I know you're a big pro-Muslim guy. I'm joking. we're both Islamophobes. I'm scared of spiders and rattlesnakes. We have those phobias for a reason.
I'm not going to cry about dead mullahs. It's just I'm not going to cry about it. Like that's not in my nature. But I'm not going to cry about anything that happens over there because it doesn't concern me. It doesn't concern me.
Yeah. Why do we spend all our time on the Middle East? Like what is that?
You know, I don't. There was somebody we're talking about this actually while I was in prison. I was talking about it with. He used to be a government worker and he used to work the State Department. And he's like, look, in the 80s, you know, the America just to flex wanted to stop the Russians from getting access to the southern seas because their ports are always closed up in the north because they're always frozen. That's why they have so many subs. you know, America went in there and we thought that that was a great idea. And look what we created. And that's, I think that's the beginning of our obsession with Arab nations in both directions, whether people get money from Qatar, with people get money from the UAE, Dubai, wherever.
No, it's weird. You turn on the nightly news since I was a little kid, it's all the Middle East. Why?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
If we had the same coverage of Cuba, it'd have been free 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm 100% sure of that. You know, and look, I think that the president did well in focusing on that indictment of Raul Castro when it comes to Mano Harrescate, those planes that were shot down. I remember I was on the streets. Actually, I got politically activated because of Ilian Gonzalez. That's the first time I was ever put in handcuffs because I threw tear gas back at cops, right? That was 1999. I was a little 14-year-old. And that's what activated me. That Cuban-American, that conflict that was happening, that's what activated me. And I think that that was a great move by the president. You know, murder has no statute of limitations. I go back. I think people, I'm a broken record here when I say, look, I think the 300.
What do you think about the midterms, though? Because this war is definitely unpopular 80 days in.
I think I was extremely blackpilled about the midterms about a month ago, but something changed since then. We have a great governor in Ron DeSantis. I'd say the best governor that Florida has ever had. I think his mistake was thinking that he could run against President Trump. But he is an amazing governor. He's a person that when he has an objective, he will do everything necessary to complete it. And we've seen all the states in the South, you know, go and take this Supreme Court precedent of this racial gerrymandering.
We're seeing big victories in redistricting.
Yeah.
No, so I agree. That could be the game changer, even though Trump's polls are down.
I think, and then congressional polls too, because in the primaries, what you see is people that are more in tune with, especially in the midterm, like the people that are voting in the Republican primary right now, or any primary right now, are people that are in tune with what's going on. Because one, it's a midterm, lower turnout, and especially in the primary, not a lot of people. So there's a very select few that are very in tune with it. And I think a lot of people are just tired of Congress, you know, too. You know, you talk about the approval ratings of the president, but what are the approval ratings of Congress, right? The approval ratings of Congress, and I think Matt Gaetz, you remember that clip?
12%.
Where Matt Gaetz is like, Gaddafi had like, what was it, like 17% or something like that? A higher approval rating than Congress?
Yeah, Congress is 12% in the average poll.
Yeah, and I think people are fed up with it. You know, I don't see anything good coming out with it. Look, if the Trump administration, the only thing they did for the 4 years, for this second term, let's say they botch everything, but the only thing that they did in 4 years was a federal voter ID, all of this would have been worth it.
That's the SAVE Act. No, let's be clear. Trump's way better than Democrats. I'm not debating that. I just want to get even more out of him. You understand? When I'm on his ass, it's to do that. What do you make of Gorka last week and the new terrorism outline and then coming after Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and saying, yeah, we're going to investigate them? What do you make of that bizarre statement as if that intimidates us as a former political prisoner?
So I've just seen snippets of it. If any American like Fuentes, whether you like him or not, or Tucker, whether you like him or not, is in some type of list, I think I'm pretty sensitive to that based on what's happened to me. And you should be sensitive about it with what's happened to you, because that was the goal, right? You were one of the first ones to go down after 2017. They started silencing your voices. Then they went after your finances. And when none of that worked, they're like, okay, we gotta imprison this guy, right? Anybody who's effective, that's what happens to you. Okay. So we're sensitive to this. And if that's the case with Sebastian Gorka, that those people are on there, then I'm then I'll have to rail against Sebastian Gorka, because we know what that leads to moving forward. I'm not saying don't fight fire with fire. I'm saying, look, we use every tool in the book, but agree with them or not, like don't go after leftists. Go after actual leftists that like want to destroy this country.
Well, they say they're doing that in here.
But don't put them on a list.
They say that, but I want to see Antifa indictments. I want to see Soros indictments. I want to see that.
Yes.
Look, but when Gorga talks about it, he talks about how he's going to get Tucker Carlson. That's my issue. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get what that's the focus of. And look, I saw a post the other day. And again, look, I'm a big supporter of the president, but I'm going to say this. I wish we'd go after Thune as hard as the Republicans are going after Thomas Massie. I really wish, you know, we would.
Exactly. Trump won't really criticize Thune killing the SAVE Act, voter ID, all of it. Yeah. But then he'll obsess over Boebert. Now he wants to get MTG. He ran out. Thomas Massie. Why?
J.D. Vance gave me a white pill the other day, the very little ones that I got. And, you know, he made me realize something. Are we better off today? Is the culture better off today than it was in the first term? Inarguably, it's yes. We are in a better place than we were. We're talking about different things. We're trying to pass different things. Since the departure of Pam Bondi, look, I was one of the starts. I've been on your show. And I've railed against the current acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. But you know what? Since Bondi, and you know what? I don't know what it is, but since Pam Bondi left, I have seen progress. And I call balls and strikes. I'll say it when I don't like it, and I'll say it when I do. This recent situation that we saw this morning, I have to applaud that. I have to applaud the indictment on the SPLC. I have to go for, you know, the Harmeet Dillon when she goes after those people that attacked.
And the new Comey Savannah indictment and all of it.
Savannah Hernandez.
And
so viciously.
And they say a lot more is about to come.
Yeah. But look, I'm always vigilant. I'm going to say, look, I'm happy about this. I'm not happy about this. I'm always vigilant. I'm always going to say what it is. And look, I don't know what the purpose, I don't know what his intentions are, but I do see progress. I do see things working a little bit faster. Would I love to see them work a lot faster? Yes. I want them to work at unrealistic levels. Like, I want my expectations to be super high, right?
Well, let's shift gears in closing, because I remember talking to Ed Martin about this a year ago and 6 months ago. Trump's never hidden the fact he wants Truth and Reconciliation Commission for all the innocent people put in prison. They get Black Lives Matter payouts for rioting, the Democrats did. But they're acting like it's some type of dirty deal. I don't think it's dirty. The Trump administration to create a $1.776 billion truth and justice compensation for people persecuted on January 6th. I think that's a great idea. That's something good Trump's doing.
I think so. Look, for J6ers, because I'm in tune with J6ers every day. I'm talking to them, sharing their content. I'm sharing their stories. There's three pillars for J6ers. The first pillar was the pardons, and then to do away with the commutations, which we saw the DOJ do about like a month ago. That's the first pillar. That's like, get everybody out of jail, stop these charges, clear everybody's name. The second pillar that we stand on is restitution of some sort. And that's something I've been fighting for. I've been fighting for all three of these things from day one. That was my goal. When I got out of prison, I said, retribution is number one. Telling my story is number two. And we started it. We were the first ones, and I think the only ones right now, that have sued J6ers, that have sued in federal court the federal government. There's a lot of tort claims going on, but we sued the federal government. And now when it comes to settlement by Trump and the IRS, this is a step in the right direction. This is a step in the right direction on that second pillar. The third pillar is actual accountability. We want to see these people go to jail. We want to see accountability, because once Trump's out of office, and God forbid, Democrats steal the election again, or they get in power again somehow, like they are going to, Biden is going to look like, the Biden administration is going to look like peanuts compared to what they're going to do. But if you, I read through this, I've talked to many people right before the show. As a matter of fact, I was on the phone. But if you read it, it looks like it's structured properly. It looks like we will be getting some compensation, which is making the left's heads explode, and as it should, right? a bunch of J6ers, everybody I've talked to, all the J6ers I've talked to, when we ever talk about compensation, all of them are going to do something philanthropic with it, or they're going to, they want to move the political.
But the point is, we all got set up. I was there. I didn't go to prison like you. They tried to put me in prison. Is it was a setup.
You would have been.
And instead of acting like we're all trash, standing up for us is the way to counter the left. It turned out the FBI ran it, had Antifa, broke in with the feds. We were vindicated. We told the truth. You weren't even there, and they said you were the mastermind of doing nothing. You and Stuart Rhodes, absolutely insane. Enrico Tarrio, people can find you. We're the best places for people to find you and your all the work you're doing.
You could find me at Noble One, N-O-B-L-E-O-N-E, spelled out. The one is spelled out on X. I also, while I was in prison, I put 13 composition books together. It was actually 14, but I lost one. And I wrote my memoir, and they could find it on tariobook.com. It's up for pre-sale. It's going to come out in the fall. That's how you support me and you find me currently.
All right, Enrique, great job. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you too. How great would it be to see Cuba be free and have elections? But now Venezuela supposedly has a regime change. They put the vice president in, no elections. Come on. Oh, get rid of Assad, put Al-Qaeda in charge. That's my issue. All right. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. He's about to come in here and sit in this seat for the War Room Live. It's the War Room, but live. It was always live, but it's called War Room Live now. Harrison Smith, loaded for bear, coming in. I'll shoot more reports today. You'll find them on Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Live. We'll post that up here. That is the new official site for the Alex Jones Network. All the other Rumble channels, we're no longer posting it. This is our new channel, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at the backup network feed, AJN Live on X. And then separately tonight at midnight is the last night to get one bottle of T3, the best iodine out there, the missing link. So good for your whole body, stamina, libido, energy, essential. Buy one bottle, get one free, or Ultimate Life Force, the spike protein detox, cardiovascular boost, the best formula out there. So important. Get one bottle of that, get one free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, get a bottle of T3, or vice versa, thealexshowstore.com. Tonight is the last night to take advantage of that. And new methylene red capsules, proprietary product, incredible. That's 50% off for VIPs, 35% off for everybody else. Your ultramethylene red capsules before they sell out at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the widest selection, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, some of the best designs, but whatever, there's every design under the sun there. It is absolutely crazy, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, take the live feed from Alex Jones on X and share it. The feed from Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. Share those because you've got all the power. Keep harping on that because that's everything. Hit your email list. Hit your text message list. Say, hey, here's the forbidden show. Here's the Rumble feed. Here's the feed at AlexJonesLive.com. They took him off the air. It didn't work. He's still on air covering what they don't want you to know. AlexJonesLive.com/show or just send him to AlexJonesLive and say, go see the forbidden show right there. They look for 2 seconds to find the links. You know, do that. But it's all about you. You're not the tail. You're not the wolf. You're the whole dog. You are the whole deal. You've got to decide to take action. Oh, look, Nick Sordo reporting. President Trump announces he's called off plans to strike Iran tomorrow at the request of Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Serious negotiations are now taking place, and in their opinion, as great leaders and allies, and a deal is made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America as well as the countries of the Middle East and beyond. This deal will include, importantly, no nuclear weapons for Iran. So we'll continue to track all that as it unfolds. But whatever you do, Paul Revere's, share the live feeds right now for the War Room on X and Alex Jones Live and on Rumble. Harrison Smith comes in right now with clips, articles, guests, your calls, and more. The War Room with the vaunted Harrison Smith straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air. Whatever you do, pray for freedom and pray for peace. God bless you all. Great job to the crew. AlexJonesLive.com.
Your arm been